ब्रह्मांडस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमो महापतन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवस्तुते। इयं प्रपचन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दैवैपायनो विरहकात्वरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुते। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतवदा शिवाकादिशुगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् सुक् गोस्वामी सिटिंग इन नैमिषारण्य अबाउट 80,000 ऑफ रिसीज एंड महर्षि एंड he was telling Srimad Bhagavatam. The first of all his offerings to his Gurudev, doing pranam to his Gurudev. Yang praprajan tamanupe tamape sakrityam. Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj was in the womb of her mother for 16 years and he was not coming out. When he became of 16 years old in his mother's womb, his father Sukhdeva Goswami Vyasa is old. You should come out of your mother's womb. You should not give any suffering to her, your mother. Why he came, how he came to his her womb, there is a history. And that history is that Sukhdeva Goswami was really the parrot of Srimati Radhika. She was so much nursing that parrot and he has learned his parrot very specially to call the name of Krishna. In the same tune and voice as Srimati Radhika, he used to call Krishna. So he has learnt that parrot that how you should call Krishna so sweetly in the voice of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika's voice is more sweet than Krishna's throat, and when she speaks or sings, Krishna used to forget to play on his throat. So he was nursed by Srimati Radhika from very boyhood, that time, and very dear to Srimati Radhika. Once Srimati Radhika was giving dood bhat, dood means milk and rice, very sweet rice, boiled in milk and sugar to the tea. Sometimes they used to give anartha.
Pomegranate seed.
You understand what? When red is full of a rush, and parrot used to like it so but zestful. And doing all this bad
nourish.
My dear parrot, you should tell Krishna. He began to tell Krishna. Tears came in the eyes of Srimadita. All her sakhis were there. But he was a parrot, a bird. So anyhow, he flies from there. And there's no so much difference between Nandagaon and Varsha. At that time, Srimati Radhika was in Varsha. So he flies from there. And very near, about not 4 miles, less than that. But at that time, or very near. And he went in the garden of Krishna, where Krishna and Madhumangal were talking to each other. He sat in a very calm and quiet in the branch of and very green tree on tamal tree. You know tamal tree? Same like Krishna is beautiful. He sat on the branch of that tree and began to call Krishna, Krishna. In the some tune of Srimati Radhika, Krishna was astonished to hear. From where did this sound? Beautiful. Sweet sound is coming. he thought that on very near, on the branch of tamal tree, very beautiful parrot is sitting, and his mouth was ready, and all like Krishna parrot, very green color of that. And he was saying, Krishna. Just as Radhika is coming and she is calling me, how it is this? But he thought that parrot. And then he told that I am very dear to Srimati Radhika. Very dear. She loves me much and nourishes. Sometimes she his beautiful hands and fingers coming on my back and my head, giving
pomegranate
seed so much affection to me, but I am worthless and bogus,
ungrateful
bird. I fled from her hands and came to this Nandagaon. And now so much my anutap karta
repent.
I am repenting. Yes. That's why I had left my master. So lovely and so beautiful. I am now left of her. So I am to die. And he was telling this
again.
Krishna told her, what happened? Oh, come on. And very beautiful tune and very affectionate words. Anyone can hear in the songs of Krishna cannot be. There should be charm at once. Even deers in the forest, even birds, even cuckoo birds, everyone, all the serpents, everyone can be charmed by the voice, by the sound of Krishna. And charming mouth, charming face, charming and crooked eyes of the Krishna, at once he can and charm. And Krishna told, come on, come on. And he came and sat on the shoulder of
shoulder.
Krishna told him, and what you have told? Repeat again. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna began. And he began to nourish him, like Srimati Raj. Again, you told him. He told him that my master is Srimati Radhika, and he was nursing so affectionately, giving me so many things, but I am unfortunately, I am ungrateful creature that I left her and have come here. And he began to cry. Krishna felt so much pity on that, and he made his heart that I will never give up this path. I will have this forever. If Krishna sees anything beautiful, melodious, soft, fragrant, he at once takes. So you should not be like this. Otherwise he will charm and take up you. So if Krishna does like so, you should do like that. Don't take the name of Krishna, otherwise you will be mad.
And then he trip.
If anyone singing Hare Krishna, you should do like this. Otherwise he will cheat you. Certainly he will. I am not telling, gopis are telling that. I have lived them Krishna and he has cheated, so any person should not be cheated by Krishna. That dhursa. Dhursa, you know?
Cheater.
So he cheated this parrot, Krishna. And he was so much giving honor and so much affection to that parrot. In the meantime, two girls came from Barsana, running from there. They were Lalita and Vishakha. They told to Krishna, O Brajendranandan, return for parrot. She is loving you so much, just loving and dear to my Sakhi. Sakhi means Radhika. So you just return. Otherwise, my Sakhi cannot live without this parrot. So at once you. Krishna replied, I have not vended this parrot. He is free, he is sitting on my hand, and he should call, and if he goes, he may go. They called, but he could not go to them. Krishna told that you can take and go. But fortunately, I don't need allowed to take it. But he can call, and if he is good, he will go. Let him go. Lalita and Vishakha told that if my Sakhi was here, and if he had told that, oh, come on, he should give you and at once come to Srimati Radhika.
And you will accept you with me.
But she is not present here, and he cannot come here. So return. Krishna told her, I will know. You can call her. They went to Yashoda and told, Krishna has taken our parrots of Srimati Radhika. Please, O mother, manage to return this parrot to Srimati. But Krishna is determined not to return. Anything which will come to Krishna, it will not return. If Srimati Radhika is there, then return. Otherwise, no. Yashodama told that, wait a little, I am coming. recommend to Krishna, and Krishna was saying like person to that person. Oh, once again tell what he told. And was so much
immersed
in that. He has forget all senses. In the meantime, Yashoda, okay? Oh, you have become like animals. And you want to play with animals and birds? How? Oh, it is wrong. And it looks like this. And if you will play with like this, I will give you a slap and I will do you like this. All the flame is all these things. Sometimes dog, sometimes serpent, sometimes all these things. Your father is so hungry and the time of taking Mahaprasadam has come. It has been opportunities, so you should just come with me and come on. And he took the fingers of Krishna and dragged him to his. And he told the that, oh, arrange to make a bath of Krishna. So Krishna could not do anything. And that bird was again given to Lalita Vishakha and they went to his end. So you will see out there how affectionate was to Radha and Krishna both. And he was serving from morning to again morning Radha and Krishna. Even in so solitary kunjas where Radhika and Krishna used to sleep. So when Krishna pastime was over and Krishna went in Aprakat Lila in Golok Vrindavan, he returned with all his associates. Krishna and Srimati Radhika has ordered him that time that you should live in this world. We are going, but you should preach Hari Bhakti to all, and so many important things will be done by you. So you will have. He began to cry and be, I cannot live without you. Krishna told him, yes, you will go after time, but for some time you will have to. Because we are all going, so what will be like zero, so you should help all of us. Then Krishna and the whole Parikas went. After some time, that parrot wants to hear any katha from any good devotees, the Krishna katha. He was searching here and there, he went to Kailash and heard that Shankara Sadashi was telling Hari katha, the same Hari katha of Krishna from birth to birth. And it is called Amrita.
Nectar.
More than nectar. So Parvati was hearing and she was saying. First canto went, second, third. Third is some Siddhanta and Srishti means
creation.
So no interest. And gradually he was doing again. After part began. Yes. But he slept. No? He slept. But parrot sitting on the tree and the groves of green leaves, he began to chant. Yes, very good. After that, yes. In the tone of Parvati. So he was so much absorbed in telling Srimad Bhagavatam that Shankar could not knew that my wife Parvati is doing yes or anyone else. He began to. When 10th canto finished, 12th canto was to be
about
Parvati. Away. He took that. Oh, Swami, I have not heard. I was slept. Shankar took a very wonderful thing. You are doing, yes, yes, sleeping? No, no, I am not doing so. So who was telling? In your same tune, in same light as you sleep. Sit also. Sit also. No, no, I was sleeping. But who? Her? If anyone hear this, then he will never die. He will be amar.
Immortal.
Immortal. And he will be ready to go to Brajadham. And Ravan Richard. So unqualified person should not hear. And so I am telling to you. But I think that any unqualified person that heard our Srimad Bhagavatam, who is he? He began to suffer. He took his three tools.
Trident.
And what is there? Who is there? In groups he saw. That one parrot is there. Shankar wanted to attack by his
trident.
By spelling, throwing his three.
Trident.
But he flew. And he began to fly in air. And very near us, he went to the ashram of cottage of Vyasadeva. Shankar followed him very quickly. But bird, so quickly he fled and went to that ashram, and he saw there that Vyasadeva was telling same Harikatha. Harikatha to
his wife,
Bhitika Devi. And he was hearing like this.
You can explain.
Very attentively. So sparrow that went on the mouth of
Bhitika
Devi and went in the form of Bhitika Devi. That was continuous and he heard 16 years continually all these things. Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Srimad, Bhagavat, all Purans, all Veds, everything. She came at once and told Vyasadeva and he did pranam each other. Vyasadeva is more respectable than Shankar because he is Narayan. And Shankar is also very renowned Vaishnava. He should be also respected. So they respected each other, that pranam sastang to them. Not like us, there are so many bandings too. And one can bend that is, don't go to Vaishnavas. But no bending. In any shastra, any guru cannot tell her disciple that you should not go to any renowned Vaishnava. And if he is doing so, he is avoiding all the rules and he must be punished. Anyone is to be punished. He can punish all like this. So we should fear. We should not deal that we are controller of the whole world. Controller is Krishna. Controller is Gurudev. Even. Not other. We are not. We cannot control. We should be controlled. And if you are telling our disciples that don't go to my Gurudev or any bona fide one, then he secreted. And he must not be carried out. His orders should not be carried out. Because he is guilty. And if we are following these new rules, then we are also both those who murder and those who get the inspiration that you should murder. Both are guilty. So this should not be like this. This should earn all Vaishnavas, whether they are Kanishtha, Madhyam, Uttam. If an ant is taking the name of Krishna, they are worshipable for us. You should always be like this. don't see any difference between Prabhupada's shishya and other shishya. If they are qualified, this is honored. If not qualified, qualified so much, he is Kanishka Adhikari, yet he should be honored. If any dog taking Mahaprasad and following Vaishnavas, I know a story when we were doing parikrama with our Gurudev, a dog, he jumped on the Ganges and crossed the river and he again continued us. Again when we were returning, boatwala, but boatman, he was not agree to take that dog. We told him, we are giving price to him. But he could not take, he again jumped and followed us. We embraced that. Really he was a Vaishnava. He should be respected. So you should do like this. We should teach all things from our Gurus. Vyasa is our Guru and Shankara is our Guru. Respect each other. We should learn all this, educate. After that, Shankara told Vyasa told, why you are so much upset? What you want? Why you are running and coming? He told that, I am searching a parrot, I'll kill him. Because, he told why? He is not qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, but yet he has heard, so I said, I shall kill him. That's their talk that is. If anyone hears very patiently, with so much Shraddha Srimad Bhagavat, what becomes? What is the result of that road? Because he becomes Amar Ajar.
Immortal.
If he has heard and he has become immortal, how can you kill? He began to laugh. Shankara realized this. And he also began to laugh and he returned. No? Then it was continued for 16 years. He was so much. He was the parrot of Srimati Radhika. And hearing always Harikatha from that day. After 16 years, Vyasa told, who are you? I don't. But you should come out of your mother. From Om, you should not keep suffering to your life. He replied at once, Sarah, I cannot come in the in
Maya.
Everywhere is Maya in this world. So I cannot come in Maya. He told that I am taking Maya for one moment and he should come. So I don't believe on you. If Krishna will come himself and tell that you should come, I am taking my Maya, then I will come. He at once prayed to Krishna and Krishna at once came and told that all devotees, at once you should come out of your mother's home. I am Krishna coming from Dwarka. And you should come out. He at once, Krishna took his Maya for a moment and he came out of home. And he was running towards forest. Yang praprajan tamanu peta mapaita kritam. Apeta kritam mane, not at that time cutting the novel from her mother. No snan, no bath, nothing. And he at once came out and he began to run towards God. Vyasadeva was following him and telling, oh putra, oh putra, oh son, oh son. The shuk did not reply in there. But the trees around him, as a pratithani, Iko. Came that. Who is Putra? Who is son? Who is father? Who is mother? Who is husband? Who is wife? Krishna is only father. He is everything. All are his illusory. The relations are not correct, not true. So, Krishna should be worshipped. These relations will go out very soon. We see in this world, if the relations are not going in the time of when we are living, after that it will go away. So, he could not return. He was going forward and Vyasa was following. He came to Manas Sarovar. So many ladies were taking bath, nagna, naked. Sukhdev went forward